Hi, and welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran. Welcome to another exciting episode of Piracy Log. Piracy Log, all right. So what's going on? A lot of things going on in the software piracy trenches. I just want to share a tale from the trenches that is very, very important. Now, this deals with a company known as Hexagon, also Vero. Okay, Vero is a maker of SurfCam, AlphaCam, Cabinet Vision, and Hexagon has the products like VZ, very expensive products, but people really, really like it. VZ, Esprit, very expensive software, can run you up over $100,000, okay? So we're talking about very expensive software packages here in most cases. And when you get a letter, sometimes comes to you out of the blue, an email, a letter. It could be a phone call from someone in their compliance department, basically accusing you of using unlicensed software or cracked software, and they may make a very large demand that could literally make your stomach a little sick the minute you hear it. And we see this quite often. Here is what not to do, okay? I know a lot of people will, and this is a common mistake in these kinds of cases, is they will engage with the Hexagon compliance team or the Vero team. Every now and then you're dealing with their lawyers, which typically we're dealing with Kutak Rock up in the state of Washington. And if you, what some people think they can do is to just say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm not a bad person. I mean, I thought it was licensed, or sorry, I downloaded a cracked copy for this reason or that reason, or gee, I didn't know it was cracked. Well, these companies, like other companies, are now using what we call phone home software or call home technology, monitoring technology to detect software piracy. So in other words, if you're using a cracked copy, it will send a signal to the company, such as Hexagon or Vero, and it will tell them that you're using unlicensed software, and it will start creating instances of usage, basically a log sheet showing how much you're using it. The trouble you run into here is, number one, trying to handle it yourself. Now, I'm not saying you can't handle it yourself, but a lot of people don't know what they're doing. They've never been involved in this. Most of my clients over the years, we've handled close to 1,000 software piracy cases, copyright infringement cases. And most of my clients think, well, maybe I can just talk my way out of it. It's, you know, it can't be that much. I hardly ever used it, or, you know, geez, I didn't make any money on it, or gee, I wasn't using it for commercial purposes. I was trying to do some educational skill building in between jobs and whatnot. So you try to just talk it out. Well, that may not go so well, okay? What I do suggest, and here's one more thing, is or companies will go to their family attorney. They'll go to their neighbor who's an attorney. The neighbor may be a criminal attorney, maybe a family law attorney. Could be an inside corporate counsel for a company. Problem is, you know, they can become very aggressive. And when I say they, I mean, if you haven't dealt with these kinds of cases, you may be a little surprised how aggressive these companies can be. You know, in some cases, we're talking about $500,000 or more that they're seeking. So, you know, this is not a matter to take lightly. It's not something that you should think, well, I'll sweet talk them. I'm a pretty good talker. I'll sweet talk them. You know, those aren't good. Those are not really good ideas, okay? And we offer low flat rate fees to make this easy for you to handle so you don't have to get a big legal bill, 6 months of billing and all that. We make it very, very easy. Our law firm is very, very different, which is why we are a leader in handling software audits in the United States, okay? But here's an example. You call up your corporate counsel and you say, well, let's write a letter. I'm going to call them a copyright troll. I'm going to call them extortionist. I'm going to call them basically trying to extort money out of me. I'm going to call them, you know, all kinds of things, entrapment, okay? These are things that you can really upset the other side. And I'm not saying that, you know, this is not a contentious process. It is. It often is very contentious. But there's a right way to handle it, and there's a wrong way. And if you haven't done these cases before, it's not very wise to go in and start calling someone a copyright troll or an legal extortionist and all these kinds of things, okay? And that is the common mistake. So I would encourage you, if you get a letter, a demand letter, or somebody's asking you to provide evidence or information, it's always best to lawyer up. I know people say, oh, I'm scared of lawyers. I'm going to have to end up paying $50,000. No, that's not the case, okay? At least not with our firm. So give us a call if you find yourself dealing with Hexagon or Vero. You want to be taking this very careful. And another thing, if you're not careful, even if you are working at a company and you're just the employee and not the company, they will try to tie in the employer. If you were doing something on your software that was benefiting your employer, they had ability to supervise and a financial benefit, you know, they can bring your company in on the lawsuit. Now, guess what happens there? Your company may want to fire you. We've seen it happen, okay? So you want to be very, very careful. Anything you say can and probably will be used against you. So why not lawyer up? This is what you save up for a rainy day. Again, we make it as affordable as possible. That's why we've been so successful in this area, okay? So that's a big tip from the Software Trenches, What Not to Do by Attorney Steve Vonder. And if you need help, find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. Also, don't forget our YouTube channel. We got so many great videos up there dealing with IP law, intellectual property, copyrights, trademarks. I think you're going to like what you see. We're over 40,000 subscribers. Why not go take a look? You can find that at attorneysteevevideos.com. That's attorneysteevevideos.com. Have a great evening. If you need help, you know where to find us. I got to run. Bye now.